It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, what will it take to feed 9 billion people by the year 2050? Our guest has ideas on meeting the food needs of a growing population without destroying the environment.
First, now's the time of the year to get some of our plants started inside, including our herbs. We brought back a special guest who loves to talk about herbs. She says they're used in every aspect of our lives, but we don't always think about them. She's here to give us some new ways to incorporate herbs into our lives.
Venus Williams joins us from our Milwaukee studio. She's the executive director of Alice's Garden in Milwaukee. Venus, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me. It's always good to be with you.
Well, we've been thinking about the last time we had you on and the passion that you expressed. We started talking about herbs, so we thought we really got to talk to you simply about herbs because it's clearly something that touches your heart. What's special to you about herbs?
Herbs can be used in every aspect of our life, whether we're talking about cooking or medicinal, aromatherapy, just to beautify a space. So I just love herbs for their healing benefits on many levels.
What kind of healing are you talking about? What kind of things can we do with herbs?
So one of my favorite herbs is lemon balm. And lemon balm is like the go-to herb for me when it comes to digestive issues, when it comes to baking chicken or fish, when it comes to wanting to just cut something that smells fresh in my bathroom. So when we think about herbs, we tend to think about herbs that we are familiar with, maybe oregano, thyme, basil, which are wonderful, incredible herbs, and we think culinary, but there are so many other uses for herbs, especially if we're talking teas and tinctures.
Now, can you describe that lemon balm for us? You mentioned that it's fresh. Does it smell like lemons?
Yes. So it's a lemon-scented herb. Its official name is Greek, and the Melissa officialis comes from Melissa means bee or honey bee. So it also serves a wonderful dual purpose for us in this time of creation when we're losing bees. Bees love lemon balm. So if you want to do something to save the bee population, you could grow lemon balm. It's pretty, it's an invasive perennial. So once you plant it, you will have it for the rest of your life.
So you better love it.
You better love it. It's in the mint family, and it really is great for your stomach. It's great for all things female, as I say. I encourage every woman, if you grow nothing else, you should grow lemon balm, because at every stage of our reproductive system, it's very healing for us to drink lemon balm tea. So I am an advocate of lemon balm, like it is the herb that will save us all. It's also good for high blood pressure. In ancient Rome, it was used for depression. So we have to move beyond just some of the basic uses for herbs that we have when we have great herbs that can serve many, many purposes. Lemon balm is also used to cure cuts. So making a tincture of lemon balm and putting it on an open wound will help heal that wound.
I want to talk to you about that lemon balm tea, because that sounds like something that would be within the grasp of anyone who wanted to start out, try some lemon balm. How do you make lemon balm tea?
So it is so complicated. Let me see if I can do this. You boil water and you pour it over the leaves.
Okay.
So again, I'm just teasing you. So you just want to boil some water. You steep the tea. I use a ceramic mixing bowl. I steep the leaves in there. If I'm making hot tea, I drink it right away and just put the leaves in the bottom of my mug and add a little bit of local honey, of course, and drink it. But if I'm making an iced tea, and I promise you, summer is coming and we will want to drink some lemon balm iced tea, I let it steep for a little longer, maybe a couple of hours, and then put it on ice and serve it. So again, it's just really simple to go out into your backyard or meet us at a farmer's market and get some lemon balm tea and make your own drinks.
All right, you heard it here. Lemon balm can save the world. And by the way, this is our thank you gift to you for $72 or more, pledge of $72 or more. We'll send you a 3-pack of seeds, including lemon balm, basil, cinnamon, and fennel. And we have some ideas about what to do with these herbs on the Central Time Facebook page as well. And let's say you've got your herbs, you've got them going, and you want to, you know, make the best use of them. You want to care for them and make sure that they keep producing. How do you care for your herbs?
You care for your herbs by giving them what I call a little haircut every week. So even if you are not cultivating them for medicinal purposes, or you can't keep up with the cooking uses, the culinary uses for herbs, if you just go out and just give your herbs a little trim on the top. And when I do that, if I'm not drying right away, which we'll talk about a little later, I take them in my house, I put them in vases, and they're throughout the house in every room. So you want to also think about herbs as plants that you can use in bouquets, in displays, as a natural aromatherapy in your bathrooms. I have a house full of men, males, teenage boys, older boys, and let's just say during the summer, my bathrooms are filled with herbs.
Okay, so another use of herbs besides the tea and all the obvious stuff like that, combat smelly socks, I guess.
That's right, right.
Let's talk about one of the other herbs that you're into, cinnamon basil. What do we know about that one?
Cinnamon basil obviously is in the basil family. A lot of people grow traditional basil or holy basil. Thai basil is pretty popular too. I love cinnamon basil, and it's something that I use very often for baking. So there's a lime cinnamon basil cookie that I really love to make, and I believe I shared that recipe also with you for the Facebook
page.
Yes,
and that sounds incredible. Can you walk us through that?
So again, it's just to not be afraid of baking. It's including the normal elements that you would use, you know, flour and sugar. You're just going to grate some fresh lime, and you're going to use some crushed cinnamon basil and mix it in, and you're just going to bake with it like you would bake any other cookie. I also like cinnamon basil for fresh salads. I make a coleslaw with cinnamon basil, and like to put a little bit of cinnamon basil in some of my pasta salads and in some of the other salads that I make. So, you know, we live in Wisconsin, which is not news to anyone who's listening to us, and our growing season seems to be very short. And so you really want to make the most of what you grow and get excited about not just growing food, but using the herbs. I know a lot of people who grow herbs and then they say, oh, I have all of this sage, or I have all of this lavender, or all of this basil, and I have no idea what to do with it. You know, use your herbs. Don't let them go to waste. And there are so many different recipes out there that will invite you to use herbs in really creative ways.
We continue our conversation now with Venus Williams, the executive director of Alice's Garden in Milwaukee. She is teaching us about the power of herbs and how we can incorporate them into our daily lives.
And Venus, let's say that someone is listening right now. They decide to pledge $72 and get a 3-pack of herbs, including lemon balm, cinnamon basil, and fennel. What do they do with those seeds once they get them home? How do they plant them and make sure they don't wither on the vine but grow up to be happy little herbs?
Well, you can start them inside. One of my favorite ways to start herbs and recycle at the same time is old egg cartons. So you can put a seed in each of the slots where an egg used to be with some soil and put it in the windowsill and begin to cultivate your herbs inside. Or you can wait until after the first frost, whenever that's going to be this year, and so directly into the soil. And then you talk to your seeds and talk to your soil and watch them grow. Add a little bit of water and love, and herbs don't need a whole lot of help.
So it's pretty simple. Even if you don't exactly have a green thumb, these herbs are going to help you out.
Exactly. You could start them in pots, in clay pots, on your porch, on your back porch. So they don't require a whole lot. A lot of the herbs don't. There are some perennial herbs that we're not offering at this time that require a little bit more work, but we chose 3 seed packets that are quite simple to begin.
I want to talk about drying your herbs, because obviously the growing season doesn't last forever, and you want to have some herbs to see you through the winter months. How do you properly dry your herbs so that you can use them all year round?
Right, and you want to dry all season long. A lot of people wait until October or November and begin to think about what's coming up the winter and start drying then. But you really want to start drying herbs the minute you begin harvesting herbs. So use some, dry some. And depending upon the herb, you dry them very differently. So herbs such as sage and parsley, your mints, lovage, borage, you're going to hang those. So you're just going to put those together in a bunch. You can put a rubber band or some string around it and hang them from hooks. You can hang them from I went into a woman's house one time and she had herbs hanging from one of her shower rods. So you want them to hang in that way. I like to dry my herbs out of direct sunlight. You think about the sunlight is pulling some of those essential oils from the herbs. And so I dry my herbs out of direct sunlight. But for some herbs, you need to dry them flat, such as chamomile and lavender, because the essence of that herb, a lot of it lies in the flower. And if you hang them, the flowers, the what we call, in some of the cases, the pollen is going to fall out. So you want to dry those flat on newspaper or cheesecloth. But let's say you want to not just dry herbs and use them at another time, but you want to make your own salts from herbs. So I will take a combination of herbs depending upon the seasoning that I want to create. So maybe some thyme and a sage or whatever it may be. I'll cut the leaves, put them on a cookie tray, and then put some sea salt over those herbs. Put it in the oven and turn your light on. Don't start your oven, but put the herbs with sea salt on top of them. Turn the light on in your oven, and those herbs will be dry by day's end. Take that combination out, grind it up with a pestle and mortar, and there you have your own salt blends.
Wow.
So you can do it that way.
That's fantastic. Can I just ask you what you use the salt blend for? Do you use it strictly for different foods?
Right, for cooking, yes. But now, if you want to dry herbs for bath salts, mm-hmm. And for some other things, so at Alice's Garden, we have our own line of herbal products, and we use a lot of our dried herbs in our bath salts. We make a foot soak with dried thyme and calendula, two herbs that are very healing for your feet, with a little bit of tea tree oil. And so once you get into herbs, if you begin the journey of studying herbs, I promise you, you will become hooked and passionate like I am, because you never learn all there is to know about herbs.
Well, one we haven't touched on yet is fennel. What can you tell us about fennel?
So right now, fennel is my favorite tea. Many people think of fennel as a vegetable. So if someone's listening right now, like, fennel isn't an herb, it's a vegetable. And a lot of people use the root or the base that kind of reminds you of a thick celery. And indeed, it does resemble a vegetable, but fennel is actually an herb. So you can use that root or that base, again, in salad, sauteed, roasted. I use the seeds and the fine leaf in tea. So my favorite tea throughout the winter is a fennel peppermint tea that I make and drink. You could also do that as an iced tea. Any tea, any herb that you can do as a hot tea, you can do as an iced tea. I like fennel as a hot tea during the winter months. It kind of has a little licorice-y flavor to it. And you can also obviously use fennel for cooking, but I like it best as a tea or fennel roasted.
Now, you talked some about the health benefits and healing properties of lemon balm. Would you say that fennel has any of those same things?
Every herb has its own particular healing property. Most herbs are anti-micro, antibacterial. So the more we consume things that come directly from the earth that we're growing, the healthier we're going to be as human beings to begin with. So anything that we're consuming that isn't being processed or overprocessed, we already know that that's going to be better for us. Once again, once you begin studying herbs, you will be amazed at the multiple benefits of all of these herbs, even basil. You know, basil is a great tea. We don't think about creating a tea out of basil, but it, again, is another tea. I can use basil in a mix with sage and catmint and some other things as a decongestant tea. So we could be here for hours talking about all of the herbs that I love. And I always say the herbs cultivate me as much as I cultivate the herbs.
Oh, that's a fantastic place to leave it. I'm excited about herbs. Venus, thank you so much for coming on and talking herbs with us today.
You are welcome. Thanks for having me.
We've been talking to Venus Williams, Executive Director of Alice's Garden, and she was with us to talk about how we can use herbs in our everyday lives.